It's the Empty Room Podcast. It's a special edition.
Star Wars Special Edition!
Yeah, Star Wars Special Edition. Welcome, everybody. It's me, Scott, and we got Eric here. We're going to talk about the new Star Wars movie. It is coming out in 8 days.
Yeah,
which
baby.
Means by the time we cut and finish this, it'll be out by 2 weeks.
Yes! It's like, by the time we cut and finish this, it will already have been out for about a month. Yes, I can't wait for the Star Wars movie. It comes out, like you said, on December 18th, 2015!
Which is very exciting. We are big Star Wars fans. Hopefully Eric will give me tickets for opening night.
No!
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
We have plans to see it relatively soon. And we have some... We thought we'd do a nice little show in preparation for the new movie. So let's start from the beginning. The first three iconic movies.
Episodes 4, 5, and 6.
That's really started the whole ball game. They were really well done, as most people know. And
everyone loves them. And if they don't love them, they're not human. So
right. And then they were ruined by being redone and put in CGI. And...
I hate George Lucas. I do. I hate George Lucas. George, if you ever listen to this podcast, which you won't because you sleep on mountains of money, but if you ever listen to this podcast, I hate you. I hate you.
Has there ever been a creator of a series that is so beloved, but then has turned on it and sort of mutated it and then made it...
Well, he keeps saying, this is the story I always wanted to tell. You know what? You know... Half the reason the stories, the original trilogy, as they were originally done, are so loved, half the reason is because of how crappy they looked. They used everything they could possibly use for the technology of the time, and it looked fantastic. I mean, it was something really tangible and just like, oh, it's gritty. It's like, this is fucking awesome. But now, you got fucking stormtroopers riding bantha shits around, you know, Mos Eisley. And apparently Mos Eisley is 3 times the size it originally was. I don't know how that happened. You have Jabba the Hutt slithering around, who apparently from A New Hope to Jedi gained around 4,000 pounds because he was a skinny little shit. I mean, you could only do what you could do. Because Jabba the Hutt was originally human. He was originally a human. That's true. There's a deleted scene where it's that scene that they put in the redone versions where the scene where Han walks over his tail and stuff like that. Only that's not actually supposed to happen. It's just supposed to walk around. Jabba was this, you know, this slovenly asshole human guy.
Oh, yeah. The human, he was played by a human, but just to...
No. He was supposed to be human.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they changed him to be a slug later.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They changed their minds about that. Probably after they took him out, they cut the whole scene out.
Hmm.
I don't know whether they made that decision before or after they cut out that scene.
I always thought they just used him as a place marker.
No, he was originally supposed to be human.
Oh.
But, I mean, the changes make no sense.
Some of them don't, that's for sure.
I mean...
And then there's the most famous one.
Yes, there's the Han shot. Han shot first, you fuckers! But the one that I don't like the most... The one I don't like the most is the fucking Han Greedo shoot. That just goes without saying. But the other one was made not even for the re-release in the 90s. It was put in the Blu-ray release a few years ago. It's that dramatic scene where Vader is looking from the Emperor to his son, back to the Emperor, when the Emperor is...
No!
He yells, no! What the fuck is that?
It was way cooler when he just grabbed him.
Where he's like, you know, even though he's wearing a mask, you can kind of see that he's like, fuck this, grabbing him and throwing him down the elevator shaft, or whatever shaft it is.
No!
But he's like, no, we have to put something in there, because people don't know that he's you know, changing his mind and turning against the Emperor. So we have to put a weak ass no. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I highly recommend, I know we've talked about this off mic, but I highly recommend that everybody go check out the CinemaSins on YouTube. They do a nice job of things that are wrong with Star Wars, the originals, episode 4, 5, and 6. It's really, really good.
I don't like CinemaSins. That's just my own personal thing.
Right, but they do a real nice job going over the changes and some of the things, the plot holes that are wrong. But they are beloved by all of us, and they really do spark nice things.
Disney, do what's right.
And I have a feeling they will.
Re-release the theatrical versions of the Star Wars movies. And tell Lucas to go f*** himself.
Well, Lucas isn't on the rights anymore, and I'm sure that they're going to do whatever they need to do. And this... From what I've heard through Kevin Smith, who has a nice pipeline into J.J. Abrams and this whole thing, this is probably going to be done real right. Continuing on the storyline, the first four were made. Lucas made the first, and then, you know, a lot of...
Did he direct the first... No, he directed the first two?
He directed the first one.
Oh, he directed the first one.
The second one was directed by somebody else.
Yeah.
And then I believe he returned to direct the third one.
I don't believe that's true.
No.
I'm fairly certain he did not direct Return of the Jedi, I think.
I know I thought there was a new director for Empire. We can look at him.
I could certainly check.
But the point is, Empire is sort of considered the best of the three. Obviously, the first one is considered the most magical because no one had ever seen anything like it before. But the first three of the trilogy are considered special, again, because it was the first three that everyone knew. Then Lucas released the first three, episode 1, 2, and 3, and they were really
subpar. Look,
the stories
weren't great. I have always been of the opinion, take this with the knowing that I have not seen the prequels in a very long time. Richard Marquand directed Return of the Jedi, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I have not seen the prequels in a very long time. I never had an issue with Phantom Menace. It was not great.
Misa not liked Phantom Menace.
Look, I hate Jar Jar Binks the same as anybody else. But I was able to get past him and enjoy Phantom Menace. I always hated the second one, Attack of the Clones.
There's not much going on in Attack of the Clones.
I mean, the thing that bothered me was the fucking love story between Anakin and Padme. That was just garbage.
Hayden Christensen really was a...
But Natalie Portman didn't do herself any favors either.
Drew the short straw. And yeah, Natalie Portman sort of... I don't know. I always got the... Because I think Natalie Portman is actually a really good actress.
She is, but for some reason, she's just like, oh, that's terrible.
I always got the feeling that, like, Lucas directed her so poorly that she kind of gave up early.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Well, anyway, the first... Episode 1, 2, and 3 were quite subpar. The story wasn't very good.
I actually liked Revenge of the Sith. It almost made up for the first two. What killed it was when you had the reveal of Darth Vader, the thing that everyone was fucking waiting for. I mean, forget the fact that, you know, up to this point, Anakin's been a fucking wuss the entire time. Just an absolute pussy. But then you reach Revenge of the Sith, where he goes fucking badass, and it's awesome. Yeah, I mean... Hayden Christensen, say what you want. The guy's a wooden actor, but he can play badass when he wants to. The scene with the younglings was pretty nasty. Then you had the reveal of Darth Vader. The helmet gets put on, and he comes sliding up, and it's and then, you know, the Emperor lies to him about Padme, blah 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 blah, and he starts going nuts. And it's a great scene. Things are popping and, you know, breaking apart. Pure angry force grab and just like. Destroying everything. He breaks his bonds on the table. He does the Frankenstein walk out onto the fucking balcony and goes, no! What the fuck was that? You couldn't just let him scream? Just like just an animalistic scream of absolute sadness and mourning and blah, blah, blah. No, he had to scream, no.
So the first three, 4, 5, and 6, you have Obi-Wan Kenobi, played by
Sir Alec Guinness,
who steals the show in all three movies, basically, even though he,
he certainly steals the show in the first movie. He does. I mean, right. he's not around enough in the second.
Right,
or third
but
movies.
I mean, especially the second. Doesn't he pass away after the first one? I mean, I don't think he lives past.
Like him, the actor?
Yeah.
No, he lived until the '90s.
Oh,
I think he died in 99. Hold on, I'll look it up.
Look it up. But anyway, Sir Alec Guinness. Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher.
He died August 5th, 2000.
Oh, he lived a lot longer than I expected.
Yeah.
Not bad. But those are the characters, you know, that really we learned to love in the first movies. Luke Skywalker character, of course, his name's killing me right now.
Mark Hamill. Joker. The hell's the matter with you?
Oh, it's early in the morning. Not anymore, actually.
It's 11:30.
I haven't eaten yet.
Fair enough. Yeah. Oh, so I see why you're being such a bitch. You're hangry.
I'm getting hangry, yeah. And then in the episodes 1, 2, and 3, we're talking...
The only thing good about that was Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan. Christopher Lee as Count Dooku.
I was going to say
he was awesome. Lee was good. Loved him.
Natalie Portman was okay.
She was...
Aiden Christensen was okay.
He was... Jango Fett was, which was a cool character, but... Yeah, he died way too fast. It was just like, I'm Jango Fett. Well, I'm Samuel L. Jackson, motherfucker. I'm just going to kill you.
I didn't like it Samuel L. was in there.
Why?
I thought he did a really good job.
I liked him. I liked the fact that he was the cause of the Emperor looking melty, having melty face.
So anyway.
Don't you go against Samuel L. Jackson. He will kick your motherfucking ass.
Not anymore. He's pretty old.
No, he'll do it.
I've gotten pretty big now.
I'm sorry, man. Once you push that Nick Fury eye patch on, you're fucking done.
I think I could handle him right now. I'm sorry. I think I could. I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't fuck with Samuel L. Jackson. I wouldn't do it even if he was dead.
I mean, unless he's got a gun, but maybe I got a gun too. So I don't know. I'm just saying. I think I could dance with him.
I think we're straying a little off point here.
Right. So, those are the 6 movies we have. The next one comes out on the 18th. So the obvious question, Eric, is will it suck?
No, it's not going to suck.
It's not going to suck.
Because J.J. Abrams is at the helm. Not only is he at the helm, he's at the helm of the next trilogy. He's not directing, but he's in charge of the trilogy.
So the things we know, number one, Han Solo's back. Carrie Fisher's back.
Peter Mayhew's back as Chewbacca. And so is Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill's back. We don't know what Luke Skywalker is good or bad. We know that he is in there. He's not in any of the promo pictures.
We're kind of left at a loss as to what's going on with Luke Skywalker. Where is he? What's going on?
The rumors are flying.
Yeah, there's certainly plenty of rumors. Let's talk about this. Luke Skywalker, good or evil?
Again, the rumors are flying. There's a rumor that he may be the bad guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to go there.
He may be the bad guy behind the bad guy.
I would not be surprised about that. But I'm not going to say he's Kylo Ren. He might be the force behind Kylo Ren, which I wouldn't be surprised about at all. And I think that would be awesome. I mean, whether he's good or bad, or I should say, if he's good, it would be awesome. If he's bad, it'll be equally as awesome. And that's just my opinion. But what do you think? Do you think he's going to be good, or do you think he's going to be bad?
I think he's going to be good. Now, there's plenty of people that have brought evidence to the contrary that say that in Return of the Jedi, he turned.
The evidence is there for everyone to see. The guy who wears black, Jedis don't wear black. I mean, I know wearing black is the cool thing, and I wear plenty myself because I am just that cool. But Jedis are known to wear earth colors.
They're hippies.
Yeah, basically. And Sith are known to wear, you know, black. I mean, they wear black is what they do.
Well, who were the Sith? How many Sith have we had thus far?
We've had 1, 2, 3, 4.
Name them.
Okay. You got to start with the Emperor.
All right.
Who wears a black cloak.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, black suit. Darth Maul, black getup. Dooku?
He was black.
No, he was a white man, but he dressed black.
Black cloak, black man.
Yeah.
Dark blue.
Yeah. Let's see. Is that, are those all the Sith that we had?
That we had, yeah.
Yeah.
So, they okay. all come in twos, remember?
Well, whatever.
Well, wait a minute. What about Jar Jar?
Jar Jar! All right, I want to get into this a little bit. I love this theory. Jar Jar could be not only a Sith collaborator, but a knowing Sith collaborator.
I think he's
a, he might actually be a Sith himself, I and I fucking Lord. Love this. I read this theory recently. I can't remember where I read it, but if you have a chance, go and look it up. There's a lot that points to the idea that Jar Jar Binks is a Sith, and he has been behind everything.
Now, the only thing that points that he may not be is that he did not dress in dark clothes.
He didn't dress in dark clothing.
He was in earthy clothes.
But however, the theory is that he's in hiding. He is the one to not show himself. Whereas you have the Emperor, who is the face of everything. He is the one behind the scenes.
Right.
Where he has to be out there doing stuff from time to time, but he can't let it be known that he's actually a willing participant, if not behind the whole thing himself. So he has to dress completely opposite of what a Sith would. So he would dress in earth tones or you know, in any other way other than black.
Right.
He would be the bumbling fucking moron, as opposed to a Sith who's, you know, not a bumbling fucking moron.
So I think, back to the original question, I think Luke Skywalker is good.
I agree. I think in this movie he is going to be kind of Obi-Wan-esque, where he's a self-imposed exile.
Right.
There's a lot of rumor that Kylo Ren is a apprentice of Luke, who turned to the dark side, and that's why Luke went into exile, because he could not rein in his apprentice, and his apprentice was lost to the dark side, and therefore Kylo Ren rose up the whatever group he's in.
One of the things about this movie that is really, truly excellent, and I applaud this, is that they have held the plot very secretly. It has been released. There's been no rumors. No one knows what's happening. And I think all movies should be doing this.
Yeah, it's certainly a better... they did it better than they did with... than J.J. did with the second Star Trek movie, where it was like, oh, well, I mean, he held the reins tightly for a long time, and then started to slip out. You know, Cumberbatch is Khan. It's like, oh, son of a bitch. But, you know, these things happen. But, you know, 8 days to go, and no one knows shit.
That's right. So, moving on, R2-D2 versus BB-8. BB-8's the
new droid. The spherical body with the head kind of on top. I kind of like the BB-8, but I am an R2-D2 man. I have an R2-D2 trash can.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a... I think they're both going to be great.
Yeah, they're both going to be fine. But I am definitely an R2-D2 guy.
I think both are going to be great. I don't think BB-8 is going to be or going to have a negative sort of
That was another thing that I've been reading about recently is BB-8 going to be the new Jar Jar, where he's just kind of be like so ridiculous that he's going to be, you know, get to that point where it's like people just tune him out. Cause that's what happened with Jar Jar. If he had been toned back even just a little bit, he would have been more tolerable. I mean, because he was so over the top in Phantom Menace that people just tuned him out. It's like, this is so fucking stupid. I just can't even begin to comprehend what's going on here. I don't want to comprehend what's going on here because it's so fucking awful. Well, I mean, because you have a droid with a spherical body, and that goes towards all sorts of comedy directions. But if it goes too far, you're going to get into Jar Jar area, and it's just going to not be good. Which is true, but I do not believe that's going to be the case. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I could see possibly, but I always felt the biggest problem with Jar Jar was his voice. The way it was just...
The voice was bad, but I mean, like, he was supposed to be the comedy character, and one, the comedy just didn't land.
It landed with little kids, but it didn't land with anybody else.
No, but he was a goofball. He would just, like, bumble around, trip over shit, and then you have something like BB-8, who's going to be in spaceships. I mean, I've seen him in the Millennium Falcon. And the Falcon's tumbling all over the place, trying to, you know, avoid,
whatever,
avoid whatever.
Yeah.
And fucking BB-8's rolling all over the place. I mean, you just can't help it, because he's a fucking ball.
Right, that's how it's going to work.
So, I mean, that has the potential to be funny, but it also has the potential to be like, oh, crap.
Yeah, but again,
I have faith in JJ.
I don't think JJ's going to let that happen. Will Vader be resurrected? I don't think so at all.
That's something I've heard where the Knights of Ren, I believe that's what the group is called.
I think
they've been collecting Vader artifacts.
But I don't think they can do.
Well, I mean, there's been talk where it would be a Force thing, where he's collecting all the Vader artifacts. He has Vader's helmet and skull. I mean, that's the skull in the helmet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was another rumor that I heard. I thought it would be interesting to bring up. It would be...
I hadn't heard that.
I think it would be an interesting thing. Like, why are the Knights of Ren doing this? What is their ultimate plan? And all of a sudden, at the end of the second movie, you have fucking Vader walk out again. Holy shit!
It would be a darker, deeper turn, no question.
Yeah, I mean, it would be an interesting turn. I don't think they're going to do it. I think it's going to be more of a... He holds Vader in such high esteem.
Yeah, he just wants to be like him.
Yeah. Right. I think it's what it's end up being, although it is an interesting hypothesis to think about if they could somehow resurrect Darth Vader.
I see. Where's Lando? Is there any chance that Lando's banging Carrie Fisher?
Unlikely. I'm hoping that Lando returns in 2 and 3, or in the second and third one.
Yeah.
He should have been in this one. It makes no sense. Unless there's a specific reason that he is not in the movie. Like, he's off somewhere doing something.
Or he may have been killed.
Or it's possible. Yeah, I mean, I hope that isn't the case. I hope that...
Wedge Antilles, same situation. May have been killed.
Well, see, I bring that up, but I do know that they offered him a role. They offered to put Wedge in the movie, but it would have been the same kind of role that he had in the original trilogy. And the actor felt that Wedge, who had survived the original trilogy, and I kind of agree with him, should have a larger role.
No.
Why not? You have a pilot who has survived all this time. The war is still going on. I mean, it didn't just end.
I think, because if it were me, he survives the entire trilogy, and then in the first 5 minutes, he gets hit by an asteroid and dies.
That'd be awful. But I'm not saying he should have like a main role. I think he should be, you know,
flight instructor. How do you survive this trilogy?
You have Leia, who is now General Leia. I don't know if she's going by Skywalker or still going by Organa. But you know, let's say she's going by Skywalker. You have General Leia Skywalker, who is in charge of the resistance as the war continues. I could conceive of Wedge being a top aide or a commander of a meatier, bigger role. I mean, I could certainly see that.
Yeah.
But he wanted a larger role. They did not want to have that. So he said no. It's disappointing. I suppose you could just say, hey, anyone else want to play Wedge?
Or just Wedge went off and got married, and that was that, you know?
Or, he died because an asteroid fell on his head.
There's a lot of people that once the war was over decided to go home.
Well, the war's not over. Just because the second Death Star blew up and the Emperor and Darth Vader died doesn't mean the war's over.
Oh, come on!
There's this massive empire! Why do you think they call it the Empire?
When's it ever?
It's huge!
If you can't call it over once you get the Emperor and Darth Vader, when's it ever over?
Just because someone killed Julius Caesar doesn't mean that Rome fell.
It did fall.
Not when Caesar died.
Sort of.
Not really. Not at all.
That was the beginning.
Someone else took over.
I feel bad for these rebels because it's never going to end.
Well, how do you take down an empire? You have to keep going.
Brick by brick. Some people have to go home.
Well, you know.
Wedge went home.
Fine. Wedge Antilles is fucking dead.
No, he's not dead.
He went, no. He died.
Wedge went home, got married, had a couple of kids, and lived a happy life. He survived. He was the only guy. And you know,
no, because he's still in the war, and he died.
No, he went home.
Doing shit.
No, he went home. He now coaches the local t-ball team.
The local t-ball team.
and he's great. He's doing great, and life is
He stayed on Endor because he married one of the Ewoks.
Oh, nub nub. But no, I mean, do you see what I mean, though? Like,
no, I understand, but
There's no reason why he has to keep fighting. He was a part.
He was part of the Alliance.
He did his job, man.
He should have stayed.
No, he retired.
No, he doesn't retire. You stay until the job is done. The job's not done yet.
He's the guy that had a minimal part that survived the whole f***ing thing.
He was the one guy who survived, and he needed to... I think he has the Force on his side.
I think he came in and was like, look, guys.
Everyone else is f***ing dead. I gotta go.
I am the one red shirt that lived through this whole damn thing. I got a wife and kid at home that wasn't on Alderaan. They just happened to be visiting somewhere else at the time. I'm going home, and I'm starting my... I'm done. And that's where he went.
So he turned against the Resistance.
No, he didn't.
He turned against the Resistance.
He's the Resistance against the Resistance.
No, I think it goes even farther. I think he runs the Empire now.
No.
He runs the Empire because he knows. No, he knows everything about the Resistance.
He's Kylo Ren.
He's Kylo Ren. He's Wedge Antilles is Kylo Ren.
We figured it all out.
Holy shit. You heard it here first, folks.
Oh, no.
Wedge Antilles is Kylo Ren.
You imagine. That would be something else.
Well, I mean, it stands... No, it doesn't stand to reason. He's not Kylo Ren. But he could be.
That's a team.
How did he survive?
Wedge Antilles is Kylo Ren.
How did he survive all three movies?
He's a Sith Lord.
He's a Sith Lord.
He's been working with Jar Jar Binks this entire time. They're never
He's the man on the inside.
They're never in the same room together.
Well, I was more going to go with he has some sort of Force control that gives him a kind of he's not a Jedi level, but he's, you know, or at least at that point. But now he is, because he's Kylo Ren.
He's Kylo Ren.
I do want a shirt. I am going to make my own personal shirt, Wedge Antilles is Kylo Ren. I do want to do that. So f***ing ridiculous.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, man.
What else do you got here?
That's all we got? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to the point where we figured out who Kylo Ren is.
I love it. Well...
And, you know, Luke and Wedge have always been tight.
They've always been, you know, like this. So, yeah, he took Wedge under his wing as an apprentice, and Wedge was like, f*** this, I'm going to the dark side.
No, you know, because what happened was that Wedge wanted, it was over, and Wedge wanted to go home.
And Luke was like, no.
It's not over.
You have to become my apprentice, and we're going to start the new Jedi Order. And Wedge is like, f*** that. Vader was so much cooler.
No, I don't think Vader was cooler. He's like, look, I just want to go home. We survived this. We did it. We accomplished what we wanted to do. Wedge, you're not going home.
You're not going. You don't have a wife. You don't have a wife.
Waving
the hand. You know, yeah. You don't have a wife. I don't have a wife and kids.
And
I'm going to become a Jedi.
And I think next thing you know.
He finds out he has a wife and kids, but, you know, they don't remember him anymore because Luke did the same thing to them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's like, which makes Luke kind of a dick, if you think about it. And he goes all bad.
Well, you know, it's kind of the same way that the CinemaSins describes Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hey, by the way, I'm playing a game by my own rules that you don't know about.
Well, you know, these things happen. You know, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. And these particular eggs are the memories of human beings.
Where does he get those wonderful toys?
Good Lord.
So that's our Star Wars special. We will probably do a review. A follow-up review once Eric gets me tickets.
F*** you.
And I'm sure everyone and their sister is going to do a review of this movie, too. So, we'll try to make it funny, as we usually do. And... hopefully it lands.
Remember, folks, you heard it here first. Wedge Antilles is Kylo Ren.
It's Kylo Ren. Shirts to follow, they'll be $50 a piece.
You have to find a new shirt store, dude. You cannot sell shirts for $50
a
piece.
See, I always felt that, because our shirt store is kind of a gag in its own right. It's overly expensive on purpose, because it's kind of stupid.
But maybe someone wants the Dolphins or Dicks shirts.
Nobody wants our shirts. But maybe you do.
I want the Kylo Ren shirt. I do. Well, I do want that one.
Maybe we can find a different shirt in the store. I don't know.
I'll just make it myself. I'll find it on my own.
You have access to the. You can create. You can find a different store for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. So. I'll work on it.
But, Star Wars in theaters, December 18th, definitely worth going to see. It's going to break tons of records. It's going to make $1 billion.
It is going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. Excuse me, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I know Eric is looking forward to seeing it.
Damn right.
And, we will meet back and talk a lot about it, I'm sure.
But that's it for us.
May the Force be with you.
Wedge Antilles, Kylo Ren. Same person.
And watch out for Wedge Antilles. That motherfucker's coming for all of us.
All right. Till next time.